Data preprocessing is the difference between an algorithm that guesses and a model that understands. Here is your text, preserved exactly as written, but organized to emphasize why data hygiene is the true foundation of machine learning success. The foundation of machine learning, data preprocessing. Data preprocessing in machine learning is one of the most important steps before building any model. Many people focus on algorithms, but even the best algorithm can fail if the input data is messy, incomplete, or inconsistent. Raw data often contains missing values, duplicate records, wrong formats, outliers, text categories, and values in different scales. Data preprocessing helps convert this raw data into a clean and structured format that machine learning models can understand. Key preprocessing steps. The main steps include data cleaning, handling missing values, encoding categorical data, feature scaling, outlier handling, train test splitting, and preventing data leakage. Each step has a direct impact on model accuracy and real-world performance. Example: if a dataset has missing age values, inconsistent city names, or salary values with different formats, the model may learn incorrect patterns. By cleaning and transforming the data properly, we improve the quality of the model's learning process. Avoiding the data leakage trap. One major mistake beginners make is data leakage. This happens when test data accidentally influences the training process. It can make the model look accurate during testing but fail in real-world use. The rule: preprocessing should be fitted only on training data and then applied to test data. Tooling and workflow. In Python projects, tools like Pandas and scikit-learn help create reliable preprocessing workflows using pipelines, encoders, scalers, and transformers. The bottom line, the key takeaway is simple. Better data creates better models. Data preprocessing is not just a preparation step. It is the foundation of successful machine learning. As you implement these preprocessing pipelines, are you currently using scikit-learn pipelines to strictly enforce the split between your training transformations and test data applications?